Praise God. I hope you're doing well. So today I'm going to speak about the beauty of brokenness and the beauty of coming to God gracefully broken and telling Him exactly how you feel, expressing your emotion, like giving your emotion a name and allowing Him into that space and what it does for us as Christians. The Bible says that God seeks that we would live life and life more abundantly, right? And so by abundantly, He means that He wants us to be healthy mentally, to be healthy emotionally, to be healthy physically, spiritually, in all categories. And so God knows what you feel, your joy, your sorrow, like everything that you go through in life. And all these things are meant to draw you closer and closer to Jesus. I will give a story. I, at a personal level, have experienced a lot in life at a very young age. And things that have drawn me closer to God. Just like basic life challenges, like normal day-to-day challenges that have built... Like, I want you to see the beauty of brokenness, the gracefully broken. Like, when God allows you to go through something, He is not using it to crush you. He is using it to build you. Like, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So, most times when you go through challenges, we feel forsaken. We feel like God does not care anymore. We feel like, why me? And I'm a child of God. And some would even say, why do bad things happen to good people? Not to justify wrong things that happen to you. But sometimes what we go through in life, the pain we have faced is meant to feed our vision. So if you know me by now, I'm very, I really love to minister to women. From the ages of like teenagers to campus, university, that's basically the youth. I'm so passionate about helping them walk in who God says that they are. And because I have struggled, I've been broken in some areas, and God meeting or being able to encounter God then changed how I viewed things and made me understand who I am. And it is a beautiful thing for me to be able to share this love of God and help girls and other women encounter Jesus and know who God says they are. And so just to say that sometimes what you have gone through in life is your ministry, is where God would say that you serve Him, and is what God would use to make change and create change in the world. Because it's easier for you to help somebody walk through something that you have also walked through. So maybe let's say somebody who has an issue with has an issue with self-esteem, and when they recover from it through encountering Jesus, it will be easier for them then to be able to walk with somebody who's going through the same thing that they went through. And most times that is what God does. He gives beauty for ashes. He takes what you went through, like what the enemy meant for evil, and then He turns it around for your good. So most people avoid their heart and their brokenness they've experienced, but it is through their testimony that life will be saved. It is through their testimonies that life will be transformed. It is through their sharing of what they went through that other people in the same place currently will be able to know that God can change, that God can heal, that God renews, that God can restore. And so I'd like to challenge you that to share your testimony and share the goodness of God with other people so that they can be able to see your walk with Christ. Like, and do it as light of God, because also it's important to be sensitive. And so there's a post a friend sent me that stop spiritualizing your emotions. It's good to know that God seeks to heal you, but also it's important to give your emotion a name and actually acknowledge what you're feeling, because God knows what we are feeling. And emotions are good and he seeks to heal you. So by covering them up over time and acting okay, benefits nobody but gets to hurt you in the long run. So what is your relationship with brokenness? Like your trauma, your hurt, what do? You process your emotions? Because it's important to process emotion and not just sweep them under the rug and act like you're all tough and good, because it's only a matter of time and everything comes out. You understand it? Because when you sweep things under the rug, it creates a pile that then would cause like a number of things. It's good to process things over time. So back a bit a while Kitambo, I used to also be like this. Like I felt like being angry at something was a mistake. Not having faith in some moments when it was like coming from a point of hurt. Like I had to trace where it came from, because sometimes you show up because of hurt, and then you think that God does not understand your hurt and can't come and meet you where you are. But most times, like, God comes and to meet us where we are. He is a faithful Father. So I don't know why I felt the need to share this today. But God actually understands. Like, stop thinking that showing up sometimes in various ways would make God... I don't know how sometimes we have been made to perceive how God sees our emotion and how he... Okay, there are rules in the Bible of don't be angry, and even in your anger, don't. Like, God acknowledges that you maybe feel some type of way, but he gives you an instruction on what to do when you feel that. But not just acting like you are just... You don't get to feel. You're too strong for things. Like, it's okay to feel... It's okay to be vulnerable, because it then reflects on your relationship with Jesus, because now you get to be gracefully broken. I feel like I have been all over the place, but what I mean to say is that come to God honestly, come to God vulnerable, be open and be truthful with yourself. There's something on... there's an emotional wheel, I think, either on Pinterest if you want, or... I don't know, I think on Pinterest, that's where I got it, where it helps you to name your emotions so that you can be able to trace what you feel, process it, like, and where it stems from, so that you can be able to heal. So I just want you to think about this, like, what's your relationship with brokenness? What do you feel about it? What's your relationship with brokenness? And have you brought God into that space of things? Am I only placing him in other places, but... don't bring him into your brokenness, into your trauma, because God seeks to see you like healthy in all aspects, not just particular places. So so let me pray with you as I close this podcast. Jehovah God, we come before you this day. We want to say thank you for your love and thank you for your mercy over our lives. And we come before you and ask you to search our hearts and search our minds and search any form of brokenness within us, and get into those places, invade us and heal us completely, and teach us to be open with you, teach us to be transparent with you, and just to use discernment to pick people in our lives you can walk with, do life with, and also be able to talk with, and help us to just be open and vulnerable with you and embrace your love in totality, and know that you want us to be healed, and embrace the healing that you freely give. For it's in Jesus' name I do pray and believe. Amen. Have a blessed day.